Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, intelligence officials are set to brief the Senate on national security threats facing the United States. Second, Mike Huckabee, President Trump's pick to be the ambassador to Israel, will face senators as conflict reignites in Gaza. Third, President Trump nominates Susan Menares to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, citing a loss of public confidence in the agency. Finally, President Trump is reconfiguring the Department of Justice with his former personal lawyers. Intelligence officials are preparing to brief the Senate on national security threats facing the United States. This marks the first time the Trump administration's top intelligence officials, including FBI Director Kash Patel and CIA Director John Ratcliffe, will testify before Congress since their appointments. The hearings, set for this week, will provide insight into how the administration is prioritizing threats such as fentanyl trafficking and violent crime, alongside traditional concerns like espionage and terrorism. The backdrop of these hearings includes recent revelations that some of the administration's top security officials discussed military plans in Yemen via a secure chat app, raising questions about operational security. Additionally, the hearings occur amid a significant shift in the administration's stance towards Russia. The recent agreement between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to pause attacks on energy infrastructure is seen as a potential move toward peace. This briefing is crucial as it reflects the evolving landscape of threats and the administration's strategies to address them. While traditional threats like espionage and terrorism remain, new challenges such as cyber threats and global crime require adaptive strategies. The outcome of these hearings could influence public opinion and policy directions, shaping the nation's approach to national security under the Trump administration. In other news, Mike Huckabee, President Trump's nominee for ambassador to Israel, is set to face Senate scrutiny as tensions in Gaza escalate. We'll cover that story next. Mike Huckabee faces Senate amid Gaza conflict resurgence. Mike Huckabee, President Trump's nominee for ambassador to Israel, is facing a Senate confirmation hearing amid the resumption of conflict in Gaza. The hearing comes as the United States and Arab mediators work to reestablish a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, following last week's unexpected and deadly Israeli airstrikes. Huckabee, known for his evangelical Christian beliefs and staunch support of Israel, could bring a shift in the U.S. approach to Middle East diplomacy if confirmed. Huckabee's nomination has raised eyebrows due to his controversial views, such as supporting Israel's annexation of the West Bank and opposing a two-state solution with Palestinians. His stance aligns with some right-wing Israeli politicians, but contradicts long-standing U.S. policy. Huckabee's past comments, including dismissing the existence of a Palestinian identity, add to the potential diplomatic challenges he might face. The backdrop of Huckabee's hearing is significant as tensions in Gaza have escalated. Israeli officials are contemplating reoccupying Gaza, a move that could destabilize the region further. President Trump's previous suggestion of a U.S. takeover of Gaza has already drawn criticism from Arab nations, complicating Huckabee's potential role as ambassador. Huckabee is expected to praise President Trump's previous Middle East policies, including the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and the success of the Abraham Accords, which normalized relations between Israel and several Arab nations. His confirmation could signal a continuation of these policies and possibly a harder line stance in the region. The outcome of Huckabee's confirmation hearing could significantly impact U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. If confirmed, Huckabee's views might influence future negotiations and the broader U.S. strategy in the region, potentially altering the dynamics of peace efforts and alliances. Next up, we will look into President Trump's nomination of Susan Menares to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as concerns about the agency's public confidence arise. Trump nominates Susan Menares for CDC director amid confidence concerns. President Donald Trump has nominated Dr. Susan Menares to become the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Menares, currently the acting director of the CDC, is set to replace Dr. David Weldon, whose nomination was withdrawn due to insufficient support in the Senate. Trump's decision underscores a commitment to revitalize the CDC, which he claims has suffered from political bias and mismanagement. Dr. Monarez brings an impressive background with a PhD from the University of Wisconsin and postdoctoral training in microbiology and immunology at Stanford University School of Medicine. Her career highlights include roles at the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy and the National Security Council, where she enhanced the nation's biomedical innovation capabilities and improved pandemic preparedness. President Trump emphasized that Monarez's appointment is a step towards restoring public trust in the CDC. He noted that the agency's reputation has been tarnished, and Monarez's leadership is expected to prioritize accountability, high standards, and disease prevention, aligning with conservative values of efficient governance and public health security. The nomination of Dr. Monarez can potentially shift public perception of the CDC by addressing chronic disease and bolstering America's health systems. Her focus on innovation and transparency could lead to significant policy changes within the agency, impacting how the United States handles public health crises moving forward. Next up, we'll explore how President Trump is reconfiguring the Department of Justice with his former personal lawyers, signaling potential shifts in the legal landscape. Trump stacks DOJ with former personal lawyers. President Donald Trump is making waves once again by appointing his former personal lawyers to key positions within the Department of Justice. This strategic move includes the appointment of Alina Haba as interim U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey. Haba previously served as counselor to the president and has represented Trump in high-profile civil cases, including defamation and sexual assault lawsuits. Why does this matter? President Trump's appointments underscore his intention to fill top law enforcement roles with loyalists who can further his administration's agenda. This could potentially include investigating political adversaries, a move that has raised concerns about the impartiality and independence of the Department of Justice. In the broader context, this pattern of appointments is consistent with Trump's approach of placing trusted allies in significant positions. Pam Bondi, now the U.S. Attorney General, has a history of defending Trump and was part of his impeachment team. Todd Blanche and Emile Bove, who have represented Trump in various criminal cases, now hold the second and third highest positions in the DOJ. Bove, as acting Deputy Attorney General, has been involved in controversial decisions, such as pushing to drop charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. These appointments are not just about loyalty. They also signal a shift in the DOJ's priorities under Trump's leadership. Dean John Sauer, another of Trump's attorneys, has been tapped for Solicitor General, a role where he would represent the United States at the Supreme Court. This comes after his representation of Trump in the January 6th case, where the Supreme Court ruled that presidents have legal immunity for official acts. The potential confirmation of these appointments by the Senate could lead to significant changes in how the Department of Justice operates, possibly altering its focus and approach to litigation involving the federal government. This reshaping of the DOJ could have lasting implications on the legal landscape, influencing not only current cases but also the future direction of U.S. law enforcement and judicial proceedings. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.